Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the lady gang. I am Becca Tobin. I'm here with Kelty Knight and Jack Vanek.
She is Instagramming.
I'm also Insta-storying this right now. So how are we today?
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Slim. We have a fan going, and Elena is not pleased, but we borrowed a Dyson from Sammy because it gets hot AF in here, and our guests start sweating, and then everyone's
uncomfortable. Start getting uncomfortable. But here's a question. As a listener, tell us if you hear it. If you don't, then we're going to continue the fan on so we don't sweat our balls off.
We might even turn it up.
And we might turn it up.
We're not turning it up. Elena will not allow us to turn it up.
It's a 2 out of 10.
First of all, can we talk about the fact that we're... Can we talk about New York yet? I just realized that we hadn't yet.
Let's just say we're cooking something
We're cooking something
Something is happening.
Stay tuned. Yeah. I just felt like it had been... We hadn't mentioned it, and I want you New Yorkers and tri-state area bitches to get really excited.
Yes.
And it's going to be in July.
In the summer.
In the summer. July. Okay, that's all I have to say. Yeah. And now it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm going to go first. I was at a wedding this past weekend or 2 weekends ago. I can't remember.
Beautiful.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
The dress.
The dresses were amazing.
What dress were you wearing? Yeah.
Okay, so I hate bridesmaids dress. I hate being a bridesmaid.
Oh, the Flint Sky one? Or Show Me Your Moo Moo.
It's Show Me Your Moo Moo. My friend Cammy, who owns Show Me Your Moo Moo and designs everything, I texted her and I was like, listen, I'm in a wedding. She's trying to put us in some bunk ass bridesmaids dresses. We need yours. Like, tell me what's your favorite. What's the best color? They're all amazing. And we had this high neck, like turtlenecky, low back, like really sexy, but most importantly, so comfortable. Like the most comfortable dress I've worn at a wedding.
Any of the girls have boobs?
Yeah. One of the girls had boobs.
It's hard to wear boobs in that
backless.
Oh,
the backless,
dress.
Yeah.
Well, but you just do like a sticky bra or just like nipple covers, unless you have saggy boobs, I guess. But you could
Did anyone have saggy boobs?
No, because one of the girls, I think, are fake.
The big boobs are fake. I have to say, I got a pair of their new denim, and it's like the best fitting pants I've ever put on my body.
No, I love them. Okay. So thank you.
Not an ad, by the way.
Not an ad, but thank you. Not even the point of my story. However, I was at this wedding, and I was watching the first dance, and I look over, and my best friend's aunt is like, come here, come here, come here. So I, like, run over to the side of the dance floor. I'm like, what's going on? I thought something was on fire. I thought I had to get, like, a new pair of panties for the bride, like, all those things. Mm-hmm. She's like, this is Peggy. She's a huge Lady Gang fan. Peggy was the cutest girl. She was adorable. She's related to my friend. I just had never met her. And she was, like, the coolest. I just love meeting Lady Gang fans.
And they're all cool. I've never met one that wasn't cool.
No, they're all cool. And then I also recently met one at O Fudge when I was having dinner with my family, and she ran up and was like, "I love the Lady Gang." I was like, "Thank you for not being a dork."
For validating my existence.
She was so cute, too.
Can I tell a story that is like right along? Well, no, I'm going to break the rules.
You can. Just go. Break the rules.
Can you make it into a good week, bad week?
Yeah. Okay. I'll save my good week and I'll tell you this is my good week.
Okay.
But I'll wait. All right.
Okay, go.
So, yeah, two great Lady Gang. I've not had a bad Lady Gang encounter.
Me neither.
And it just makes me feel really, really special. So, thank you guys. My bad week.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
I have had an IUD for 5 years. Not the same one, just in case you guys are freaking out now.
But you can have an IUD for 5 years.
The one I have, you can't.
Oh. Do you have Skyla?
Skyla. Mm. 3 year max. So I just ended in March. My 3 years was up. And like clockwork, I haven't bled. I have not bled in 5 years. I haven't bought a tampon in 5 years.
That's so insane.
I swear to you, almost to the day, on the third year anniversary of this thing being inside of me, I started bleeding.
Really?
Yes. So now...
You got to get a new one.
Well, I got it taken out. I'm waiting to put the new one in, and I'm not even sure if that's what I'm going to do next, because it's like I'm probably going to try to get pregnant within
the next, yeah.
Whatever. So I'm like not sure what I'm going to do for birth control.
We might
just pull out and pray, you know what I mean?
Pull and pray. Love that.
But I'm bleeding again. It's like the worst.
Welcome to my last 2 years of my sad life.
It's awful.
It's awful.
The worst.
And I'm sure if your body hasn't bled for 3 years, it's probably like has so much built up.
It's not a geyser yet. But
it's not?
No.
It probably will be. Once you regulate.
You. It really blows. So I'm a woman again.
Feels good.
I might just get pregnant so I stop getting my period again.
Yeah, and then you can just get your tubes
tied
when you're done.
Yeah, yeah.
So
there we go.
Try to avoid a period forever.
I'll try.
All right, I'm going to go. So I was in Park City 2 weekends ago for my favorite day of the year. It's called Gaper Day. Everybody dresses up in costumes.
Oh, I saw this on your Instagram.
It is just the best. It's everything that I love. It's costumes.
Blech.
It's drinking. It's skiing. There's a secret party in the middle of the mountain. It's amazing. And I was just going to talk about the party for my good week, but my good week is that I ran into a lady ganger getting off of the ski lift in full costume. I don't know how the hell she recognized
me. Your Instagram, no?
I don't know if I had posted before I saw her.
Whoa.
And I was wearing a helmet and sunglasses. Like, not much of my face was showing.
Were you in a crop top?
Stalker.
No, but it wasn't a cat suit.
Okay, well, there you go. She's like, who would be in a cat suit? Oh, of course, Jackman.
It was me. But again, she was so sweet and cool, and she was looking for the party, and I directed her to the party. It was great, and God. She was just so cute.
That's so fun. It happens every year? It's just one day?
Every year on April 1st. It's, like, one of their closing days, so everybody just, like, dresses up and, like, has a party.
That's kind of fun.
It's so fun. It's, like, my favorite thing ever. What's
great. Right.
Bad week. So when I was there, we'd gone to this party. We're drinking, so I have, like, liquid courage. I'm, like, going down the mountain. I'm going down a black diamond kind of cautiously, but not as cautiously as I should have. And as I'm going down, I'm listening to music. I'm like, you know, in the zone. And out of nowhere, it feels like a f-ing train hits me. I start tumbling down the hill, wrapped up in somebody else. For like a good 100 feet, I end up getting separated from the person, end up sliding down the rest of the hill on my back.
No.
Snow gets literally, I was wearing a cat suit. I had snow in my butt crack. Like, it was so bad. And it ended up being my girlfriend's boyfriend. We were the only people on the damn mountain. And somehow he smacked into me. And it was, like, the worst fall I've ever had. And I almost, like, fell off the side of the mountain.
How's your face?
Didn't hit my face. Good. Thank God.
That's terrible. Was he snowboarding?
He was snowboarding.
Snowboarders always are too reckless.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an old lady and I like to ski and I don't like snowboarding. I love going to mountains where they're not allowed.
Deer Valley.
Yeah, best.
That's the best.
Except Zach doesn't. And it causes quite a problem.
So he's got to learn how to ski.
Yep.
Kelty
Knight.
Well, I'm also famous. So I had a fun experience on Saturday. I went to the Kings game and I smoked a little bit of weed. From the things that we got at MedMen.
Yeah, did you have the best night of your life?
Wait, no. This wasn't the night that you texted us that I thought that you had smoked weed.
No, that's just normal. But anyway, so I was trying to be cool and I had like, I don't know if that one is for me. I think it's still too strong because I like was knocking shit over and stuff.
Which one did you smoke?
I can't remember.
Oh.
But anyway, so that night, I was kind of like feeling like, I'm acting like a weirdo because I smoked weed and I didn't know what to do. And Chris was like with his friend. And so I sat with these two girls the whole night through the whole game and we're like chatting and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, I just want to have a friend so that I'm not alone while I'm like stoned. And the whole time we're talking and I was like, well, these girls are so nice and we all have mutual friends. And so I was like, okay, well, we're leaving. Bye. It's nice to meet you. See you later. And then I was like, okay. And then I walk over to Chris. I'm like, okay, where's my coat? Let's go. And they come up to me and they're like, do you think we could get a picture with you?
No way.
Yeah, because they knew I was famous. But the whole time they knew. But they knew who I was. I had no idea they knew who I was.
Did they know you from the Lady Gang or from Entertainment Tonight?
I have no idea still. But then.
You're not allowed to talk about these things if it's from Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, no, we don't care about
I'm
how people
sure
know about
I'm pretty sure it was Lady Gang
TV.
Because after they tagged me. And
they didn't
were,
say anything about Lady Gang, though.
No.
That's weird.
Because
okay.
The first thing is
always like,
always like,
I love the Lady Gang.
But then, this is suspect. In the Instagram post they tagged me in, they said, got to spend time with the LA Kings with my queen, Kelty. That's something a Lady Ganger would say.
But not
no,
if it wasn't
not.
From Lady
that's
Gang.
Something, that's something just a fan would say for you.
Okay.
Well, isn't that cool you have fans other than the Lady Gang?
I mean, that's the first time. But anyway, hi, girls. Okay, bad
They're
week.
Not listening.
You got... You guys are assholes.
Yeah, we know.
Both of you. Yep. And your Korean spa adventures on this podcast.
I thought you meant just for that.
Yeah, me too, but we are.
Okay. So much over the last 2 years, you've been like, Korean spa. Then I went to the Korean spa. You and your little Leah Michelle posting photos at the Korean spa.
I told you about all of my terrible experience. The staph infection, the tampon in the shower. I'm sorry. I haven't exactly been singing
all
its phrases.
They're but just you not made the most it, sanitary.
You made it seem so interesting. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to a Korean spa because I'm not the kind of person that would go to a Korean spa. I'm more of a covered up kind of gal, you know?
Whew, you're in for a rude awakening.
So, no, listen to this. So I got snowed in New York City and I was like, you know what? I do not have to work today. I'm going to go to the Korean spa. So I sign up for the Korean spa and I'm so excited. And I'm like, yes, yes, yes. And then I'm like, ooh, I'm going to be naked. I go naked. No one else
Wait,
in the entire.
Where were you?
In New York.
Oh.
At Spa Palace. No one else in the entire Korean spa
was naked.
Yes, but here's how I found out. So I like tiptoe over and I'm like in the dip pool and I'm just like living the jacuzzi life. And then I'm
someone
steam.
Came over to you and told you to put on a bathing suit?
No, and I'm naked.
Were you in a co-ed one?
No, I was in girls only.
Okay.
So I'm naked and I was the only one in the area at that time. Like other people. So then people start walking in. Like, it starts to get busier. And there's, like, two friends, and they take their towels off. They have a swimsuit on. Next one, swimsuit. Next one, swimsuit. So literally, like, the four hot tub section and walk to the steam room, there's, like, I would say 10 to 12 girls there. Every single one of those bitches is wearing a swimsuit. So then I'm, like, stuck in the water. And I have to be, like, and my towel's over there.
No.
And I'm, like, I
this
have
is
to
amazing.
Stand up butt-ass naked and, like, schnegle with my back. Bad tramp stamp over to get my towel in all nakedness, and every other single girl there had like some of them were wearing one pieces. It was not okay.
Did you say something?
No, but I was like, I cannot believe the amount of rules being broken right now. It is unacceptable.
Wait, I will say every Korean spa in LA, you have to be naked in. Like, you cannot wear a bathing suit.
Also, I want to let you know, they didn't give me a slipper.
Yeah, they don't do that.
It was so gross.
Yeah, they
no
do.
Frills.
And
they
we
said you couldn't,
us. You couldn't. Not a slipper. It's like a plastic
they
slipper.
They said you couldn't bring your own flip-flops. No personal flip-flops.
Ew.
So you just
well,
have to get
do?
Athlete's foot.
Yeah. God, I was just naked with no shoes on, and it was horrible. Anyway.
I'm sorry you had
Wait,
that experience.
Did those girls make funny faces at you?
Well, I was trying not to look them in their eye, and I was just like trying to slither out of there. But
I feel like I just would have had to say a disclaimer then, before getting out.
And then it's also
like, my friends told me I needed to be naked.
Anyway,
apologies if you have to see my pussy right now.
You guys, my
voluptuous vagina.
That would be more like take a picture. It won't last forever. You know,
I am
definitely
famous.
Will not last forever.
Okay. Anyway, that's it.
Who's
coming up? We have someone coming up who's going to help us with our love lives.
You're listening to The Lady Gang.
Our guest today hosts the very popular podcast, The Great Love Debate, and he is America's number one dating enthusiast. He's an award-winning director, producer, and the author of How to Find Love in 60 Seconds, which is currently featured on the Jack Vanek Book Club.
Oh,
he has
so
been
sad.
The subject of features on Fox, ABC, CNN, NBC, Entertainment Weekly, The Los Angeles Times, The New Yorker, Yahoo, Esquire Magazine. His classes, courses, workshops, seminars, speaking engagements, and live events have inspired thousands of people worldwide to make a positive change in their love lives and take ownership of their personal growth, dating fate, and long-term happiness. We've appeared on his show before. He hasn't sent us a dick pic yet, so we invited him back. Welcome, Brian Howie.
Wow, that was quite an intro. The day's not over.
Good luck.
That's true.
So have you ever sent a dick pic?
No, I haven't, but I got to tell you something about the dick pic, though.
Yeah, let's talk about dick pics.
Here's why the guys send the dick pic. If a guy sends a dick pic to 100 women, 2 will respond. If a guy sends a poem to 100 women, 2 will respond. And everything in between is about 2. So if the guy's like, I can either sit here and craft out some iambic pentameter and send a sonnet, or just, and she's going to laugh at my friends, or it's just like, here's the low-hanging fruit, screw it. And because the women are not responding to anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically a cry, like, if she responds, she likes me and she's down for whatever. If the women would answer, you know, hello, they wouldn't get the dick pics.
What if it's like a solicited dick pic? Because I like a good
She's
dick.
A solicitor of the
you
dicks.
Do. You're one of the 2 out of 100. There
but
you go.
No. But not an unsolicited. If I just get a random dick pic that I have not asked for, I will not be responding to that. But if we're like having some like a little sexting happening or whatever, and we're both sending pictures.
But is that soliciting?
That would be a solicited.
So once you send boobs and he raises a dick pic, is that even?
Yeah.
Oh, dick pic equals boobs?
I mean, not...
You're like, not my boobs.
You're like,
boobs.
You send vagina?
No, I don't know.
Right, because that's weird. Then you're getting to a weird area. Like, when
yeah,
is it okay?
Area. When is...
You
yeah.
probably shouldn't send the dick pic ever unless they ask. But again, you got to figure out both men and women. We're terrible at communicating now. We don't answer each other. We don't respond well. So a lot of it is just sort of cry for help.
Jack,
attention
how do you
seeking.
Solicit?
What do you mean? If you're like in a...
Well, someone has to solicit first. Is it you or is it the other person?
Well, if you're like sexting and like in a hot and heavy conversation.
A hot and heavy conversation.
We have a woman who came to one of our live shows and she's like, send me the dick pic, but send me the FICO score. I need everything important right at the same time.
No, I need to... Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
all the important
all of these,
things,
yeah, right.
Throw them on the table, and then we can move from there. I agree.
Speaking of important things, the most important question of all is, are you still single?
I have somebody I like, and she likes me. Does that count?
Oh, yeah. Because we've always thought it was like this crazy thing, like those who speak can't do. Like we didn't know.
Well, there's two sides. There's two sides of that. There's the
those who teach can't do.
There's the never trust a skinny chef side of it.
Yeah.
But then there's also the like Bill Belichick never played NFL quarterback and probably couldn't. It doesn't mean he can't tell Tom Brady what to do. Right? You know. And I said my job has always been to raise the questions as much as provide the answers, and I think. The answers sort of collectively come from the population, at least the ones who either come to our live shows or listen to. And and so what I'm giving isn't necessarily my opinion, my experience, or my anecdotes. It's really the consensus of over 80,000 people who've come to our live shows and millions of people on the podcast. Like, you can chase the outliers if you want, or you can listen to, like, this is probably the way most men and women want to go to do that. Whether I've practiced that always in my life or continuously, like, we're all a work in progress. But at least I know what I'm doing wrong now. You know, does that make sense?
Do you feel like your frontal lobe has closed?
takes
Are you a full man?
A full man takes a while for the boys to grow up.
Isn't
you know?
It like you're not – men aren't done until they're, like, 45?
Yeah, I always use the analogy. I'm a huge New York Giants fan. And Odell Beckham Jr. drives me crazy. And a woman said to me, that's what it's like to date a guy. Because you're frustrated by his behavior. He's only 24 years old. His frontal lobe's not done. Yeah. That's the way it is for us. So now I sort of understand.
So I thought I'd do something interesting. We've had you on before to answer relationship questions.
And I still get lots of people who come up to me and be like, I heard you on Lady Gang.
Really?
All the time.
Wow.
It's because we're really famous.
You are.
Most famous.
So what I did is on our Facebook group, I asked women to send in their unanswered love questions. Like the if you were standing in front of your ex or your forgotten love or the person that it didn't work with, and you could ask them one question, and we're going to use you, knowing all of the knowledge you know from so many people, to answer these questions for them, because they're never going to ask their
ex. Just as a general man.
As a general
man. Like, what the hell is going on in these men's minds?
Yes.
I'm answering why the behavior is this way or what they're probably thinking?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So, first question. Do you care about anyone else besides yourself?
Oh, man.
Textbook narcissist.
I would like to. I just know the most about myself, so it's sort of easier for me to relate to myself a little bit better.
Yeah.
If I knew exactly what you wanted, when you wanted it, and how you wanted it, I absolutely would care more.
So communication.
communication in the right way. Mm-hmm. Don't say, you're not going to wear that, are you? Say, you look so hot in that blue suit. Will you wear that? It changes everything. Mm-hmm. Men are so trainable if it's done. We get the smack on the nose. We need the pat on the nose. So mm-hmm. it's about how you communicate as much as that you communicate.
Okay. Why did you come to my graduation and have the audacity to meet my family and extended family and be in our family photos when you knew right after you tell me we couldn't talk or be friends after grad weekend ended? How are you so good at hiding what an actual literal f***ing jackass you are?
I tried to talk to you about it before, but you were so busy with all the graduation planning and your family was there, I just didn't have a chance. So I thought I would wait.
Do you think that's true?
I would wait till it's over so we could have a moment alone.
Homeboy should have faked the flu or something.
Do you think that's true, though? Do you think that you just, like, I didn't get around with it? They don't think it on purpose, right?
The behavior very rarely is as bad as the lack of communication. A lot of guys panic or don't know what to do, and they will always choose the wrong door. Sadly, yeah. And that's a mistake. Like, if somebody had said to him earlier, why not fake the flu? He probably didn't. That's the kind of thing
he would have been like, Becca, oh my God, Tobin great idea.
Because she's done it. Men don't do that. And so if he had thought of an easier route, he just went down the road and panic. Same reason a lot of girls don't tell the guy they didn't want to get married until 3 years and two kids and a mortgage later. You know, I ask women all the time, when did you realize you were going to get divorced? And they're like, when he asked me. And they don't say anything either.
Uh-huh.
So
ask me.
You know,
I told you my story. I got proposed to and walked down the cliff, and I was like, "It's just an engagement. I can always call it off."
Well, they're
and
like, then it's I just married a marriage. I can just get divorced. Yeah. Happens all the time. So
could not
to
be
that
a worse
guy's
thought.
Credit, I don't know if that's just a man thing.
Okay, speaking of marriage, why wasn't I worth the vows you made?
I just love how these questions are so specific.
Do we know
and
it?
They just are directed.
This is
all
a really good game. What are the vows? We don't even know the vows.
No,
so ask me that again.
About marriage.
I'm assuming maybe she
like, why wasn't I worth the marriage vows you made? Like, people promise forever, I'm going to love you, I'm going to be honest.
You changed, and I changed. I didn't know who I was at 30. I'm supposed mm-hmm. to know who you were mm-hmm. and who we are. Mm-hmm. Happens.
I love that you're playing along. Okay.
Oh, this is fun.
This is a really good
one. It's like
one.
I get to be the bad guy without actually being the bad guy.
Yeah, I know.
This
it's
is
like
a
therapy.
Good one. Okay. And people were real heated. You lost everything you owned, loved, and worked for on a random old chick with a big nose and three kids from three baby daddies. Please explain how that makes sense because I can't wrap my head around that, church boy. Leaving your daughter and granddaughter to move to Thailand was a great move because you can be king and we don't miss you. Whoa.
Holy
what
shit.
What the hell?
Those are sort of two separate things.
But let's talk about it. You lost, and I've been in this situation before. Like, I've looked at someone and said, you literally lost all the good parts of your life mm-hmm. to go and be with this other person. Like, why?
They aren't looking at, I lost the good parts. They're like, I'm missing some bad part or some part about myself mm-hmm. that I did. A lot of women are like, I can't believe he cheated on me with her or that or mm-hmm. whatever. Whoever her or that or whatever was made him feel better even for a moment. And a lot of times, you know, your home environment feels imprisoning or it feels mm-hmm. frustrating and you feel like you can't win at home. I mean, it's really hard for sometimes to just – it's a constant wave and some people look for an easy door. I mean, I've been to Thailand. We have been to Bangkok with the Great Love Debate. There are men all over Thailand who are just like, screw it. I am out. I am.
Is that where people go to escape?
Yeah. Either my heart is broken or I don't believe in love anymore and I'm just going to get the bare – essentials here, and they're yeah. all over Thailand.
Dude, I went to a sex show called Super Pussy in Thailand.
Oh, yeah. I remember that place.
Was it as advertised?
Well, I honestly, I felt a little sick. I'm going to be honest. Like, I'm down to, like, go and mm-hmm. do the fun stuff or whatever, but I went with my husband, and I was like, this will be so fun, Super Pussy. It was pretty gross. Like, I felt so bad for the
she
girls. Like, they couldn't
a quarter,
walk
gave
in
you
heel.
Two dimes and a
no,
nickel.
They, she pulled out, like, a full, what's the
scarf.
Hawaiian thing you wear?
A lei?
A whole lei of flowers, and then blew out a birthday candle with just a queef. It was intense.
I don't know if that's super, but that's exceptional.
I mean,
it's exceptional.
Pussy.
Pretty super.
Working hard pussy, you know?
Wait, so my question is, do I go to Thailand to find myself a sad, broken man?
No, you don't want a broken man.
Sadly, you're probably older than they're looking for. You're not 18. You're too old. You're not 14.
Damn,
it's a little
harsh.
Scary. But they believe, like, this is the one that she will trick me. She is the devil woman. All that kind of stuff. Just a little sidebar here. I used to believe, for those of us that are old enough, that the greatest acting performance I've ever seen in America was Henry Winkler as the Fonz. If you know who Henry Winkler is, the fact that he was able to pull that off, I no longer believe that. On my way to Thailand last year, I'm at the airport. It's about Christmas time. And there's a video playing at a Hallmark store of a Hallmark Christmas movie that is coming out, starring one Becca Tobin.
Oh.
And
A Song for Christmas.
A Song for Christmas.
Everybody
she
knows
was
that
able
movie.
To convey joy. In this little clip, she was able to be festive. She was able to portray Christian. I've never seen an acting performance like that. So Henry Winkler has nothing on you, Becca.
Thank you so much.
I can't believe this.
It was Emmy winning. I know.
It was spectacular.
Joy, Christianity.
Where are your trophies?
Yes.
Next question. Festive. Do you forgive me for being a little crazy the last couple months of our relationship?
So they're out of the relationship? Is that the way
they're
we're interpreting this?
Out of the relationship,
this?
And maybe it kind of went.
She probably has some psycho.
Of course I forgive you. It was me that caused that.
That you're such a liar.
You were.
Yeah, right. No guy is ever going to say that.
Again, I'm gonna. If there's men listening here, and there's probably not that many men listening,
like
most of her behavior we somehow caused.
Yeah,
but you're never going to admit that.
Our behavior she somehow caused, okay? So very few. In a perfect world, if you were doing everything she wanted, she's probably not just randomly acting crazy, mm-hmm. almost without exception. It was somehow there was a breakdown in communication that led to her crazy. So, of course, I forgive you. Let's get back together,
I've
honey.
I've been called crazy once
by
a guy.
I was so mad.
And I was like, I shut it down for the rest of my life. I was like, this is the first and last time any man ever thinks I'm crazy. I mean,
a lot
I'm crazy
of women
in
like
other
that.
Ways.
I said to a girl once, you're so crazy. She goes, you think? Like, she thought it was a compliment.
Whoa.
No. And, like, I do wonder, does that person know that he made me crazy? Because I've never been crazy with any other person ever.
and it was just this one person.
I don't think he knows.
I think women are complicated. And there's a lot of layers. And sometimes you pull back an extra layer that you wouldn't ever have to see if your behavior was better or if the circumstances between you were better.
Right.
Yeah. Crazy can lie dormant for a long, long time.
Oh, God.
Like, here's the question. So say I might have, like, tweeted some passive-aggressive tweets at one point, right? Like, just a few. And when that person, all these years later, who cares? But, like, when that person thinks back and, like, oh, yeah, I used to date that girl, does he automatically go to crazy, or is he like, oh, wow, we had a great time, and then she got kind of weird at the end? He goes to crazy.
Probably.
No, I don't know. I mean, it's all sort of a roller coaster. We all, you know, women all think the guys are jerks, and men all think the girls are crazy. So no behavior is truly shocking to either way. And sometimes guys, you know, get off a little bit that I made her act that way or I drove her crazy. There's a little bit of that.
It's just like a vicious cycle.
Do you also think that just particular men, like your ex, he probably just dated all these women
who
he
made
crazy?
Are we talking about our mutual ex, Kelsey?
Right. So,
well, I used to intentionally date crazy. Because then we would always on some level focus on what was wrong with her. And nobody would ever shine the spotlight on me. So it was almost like an insecure thing.
True.
Like, I'm going to go for the difficult,
like
high-maintenance, bitchy, crazy ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I could solve the puzzle, good for me. And if I couldn't, it wasn't me.
Wow.
That's some real twisted.
God. Exhausting,
twisted.
But that is, you know,
okay,
Hollywood.
Speaking of twisted,
yeah.
You pursued me.
I'm just kidding.
You pursued me. You chased me. You made me like you. You convinced me you cared. Then, when you had me, you left. Why?
I didn't know that I had you. You think that I knew that I had you. I chased you and wanted, and I didn't get back what made me feel comfortable that I had you. So I gave you all of this,
You're
and all
so
I got,
full of
all
crap
I
right
got
now.
Was,
yeah.
I don't believe
no, this
that.
Is such bullshit.
Absolutely
I believe,
not.
Here's what a lot of women do.
Oh, no, you think it's the fisherman.
No,
that's the
it's
type
not
of
catch
man
and release.
Who's the fisherman.
It's not. A lot of women, like, did you go out with them? Yeah. Did you have a good time? Yeah. What'd you say at the end of the date? Thank you. Did you say thank you? I would love to do it again. No, he could tell. He can't tell. He could never tell. So a lot of times we're giving you all of this stuff, and we're getting very, very little back because you guys think that we interpret things.
But no. But this is
it's at a level only dogs can hear.
I feel like for women, especially in this day and age with all the app dating and everybody just ghosting each other, like as a single woman going on like first and second dates or whatever, I have to guard myself. And I can't like give up so much and be like, oh, I really, really like you. I'd like to see you again because
why?
He's going to think you're crazy.
Why? I want to think she likes me. Why is that so bad?
I mean, there's a balance, though, but I think that in general, that's why women are too scared to, like, put themselves out there because we just keep getting ghosted all the time.
10 years ago, ghosting was you didn't have to call them back and tell them, I'm not going to go out with you anymore. You just didn't call them anymore. So ghosting is a little bit of curiosity more than anything else, and it's sort of frustrating. But at the end of the day, two dates and you don't hear from them again, so what? You're going to cut a lot of those guys disappearing if you give them more. Men do not like to chase. Men like to pursue. There's a difference. Chase is a moving target. Chase is this, I don't know what I'm dealing with. Pursue means if you do this, young fella, and I hold the bar right here steady, you can jump up and get the cheese and I'm not going to move it. But
right.
That's what, we have no idea that you liked us.
I think you're just a more decent human than we're used
than
to
a lot of guys.
I think that there is
no.
An
I am not. I am speaking from a guy who's done it both ways.
But there is the breed of man who really does love the challenge and women do this too. I've certainly done it where the person in your mind, your idea of them is much better than the actual person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you do this chasing thing, and then you get them. And you're like, oh, he's just human like everybody else.
Yes.
Boring.
That does happen. And then the fantasy of what it does. I'm saying that there's a big percentage of second dates that don't end into third dates or 3 months that don't end into 4 months because he's constantly telling you, you're beautiful.
Right.
I like you. Ever, and you're processing it all and you're telling your friends that you like him and you're saying thank you. There's very little coming back. As I always say, we think you think we're gross. As guys, okay?
True.
Right, and we're sort of trained early on that if you're giving us something, it's
a
favor.
Well, let's be serious. Do your balls smell?
But if they do, like, we think, and we hear these things all the time. You know, there's a big, our shows have changed tremendously in the last 5 months since all the Me Too stuff happened.
Right. Mm.
And it's not only that the guys, like, 10% of men are just like, video games and porn are plenty, I'm out, and they're not coming back. But the men now are like asking the question, okay, what would you like us to do? Mm-hmm. And when would you like us to do it? And half the women are like, I've been itching for this fight for 20 years. Let's blow up the system and start all over. And the other half of the women are like, shut up. You're going to scare the rest of the guys off. Mm-hmm. And the women are so not on the same page. There's this sort of girl-on-girl crime that the men are just...
don't know what to do.
They don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And so there isn't. I've heard this, like, women are so united now. They are never been more divided as they are right now. And we travel all over the country. And so the men are basically now just paralyzed other than the 10% who just don't give a crap. And they're going to act like jerks anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another pool of men that are waiting for some sort of consensus that isn't coming. And that's a huge problem.
It's an interesting point because we haven't really thought about the men in that situation, because it is probably terrifying.
Because when they're like, it's time for the men to listen, the men are listening.
But they're also not doing anything.
There's not
if it's
enough.
It's confusing for like a man that thinks in like black and white. That's confusing. Where it's like each girl, what?
Well, if
there's
I
there's such
three...
a difference between someone like pulling out their penis without you asking or wanting to like jack off in a plant.
No,
but the problem
so much
is
gray area.
The women did dump every incident and everything into one big pot. And when you do that, you do not make the recipe stronger. You dilute the ingredients. So
right.
The men hear
the
Aziz
date,
story
right.
And they hear the Harvey Weinstein story and they hear everything in
but
between.
Those are not the same thing.
Right. But to the guy, they're lumped together. And half the women are like, you know, good, we should have this and it's an important conversation. And half the women are like, I don't feel this way. And so the men, because I ask at every live show we do and we go all over the country and I'd say, ladies, what would you like us to do? Mm-hmm. Even if it's just a message or a text message or a hello, they are not on the same page.
Yeah.
And the guys it's a ticking clock because the guys are going to get the virtual reality porn and they are going to check out any day.
And then the whole human population is just going to get wiped out.
Sort of.
Okay.
You know.
This is a good one. Why were you still talking to me when you got back with your ex?
Oh, man. Is this from Leyendyke? Is this from Ari Leyendyke?
Why are you talking to every girl you've ever met while you were engaged?
I'm DMing everybody on your show.
I wasn't sure how you felt about me. I was insecure. I still had some unfinished business. I mean, there's a lot of ways they can go with that. None good. However, he could say, and he's right to say this, I didn't know that bothered you. I didn't know that was a problem. Because if you ask 10 women, five will say, I don't care if you talk to your exes. I think that's healthy. And five be like, don't ever talk to anybody again. And he doesn't know. Maybe the last girl was fine with it. So if you say, listen, here's what I need, because you don't, you know, couples have to define what cheating is
right
to each other. And it's a different definition. So again, I'm not trying to absolve him, but she should say, if you don't want him to talk to exes clearly, and then he still does it, it's a much bigger problem than if he does it.
Okay. This one kind of goes along with that. If I'm not the one for you and we'd never work, then why do you continue to talk to me in between other girls you date?
Sex? Why are you talking back to him is the question.
Checkmate. Like, you got me on that one. Like, I don't
Sex. Right? Or attention.
Attention.
It's just...
And comfortable.
She knows the... The answer question is hers. Why do you allow him to do
that's
that?
That's
exactly.
Like,
just don't do that. Because he can. His answer is like, because I can.
Well, answer. Yeah. Every answer his text.
Every douchebag guy is going to do that after they get single again. They're going
to
contact all their exes.
Because
and it's not just for the sex. It's sort of wanting to know that you could still
it's validation.
Get her.
Yeah.
Women are sort of the opposite. Women will contact the old boyfriend because they're curious, like, did he ever get it right? Did he ever figure out?
Oh, yeah.
The men are curious contact because they're like,
can I still get her?
And it's the opposite. Women very rarely lament the ex-husband. They will pine away that boyfriend from college that it didn't quite.
Because they're
like,
mystery.
It's like they didn't play the whole hand
what
out.
What could have been?
Yeah.
Right.
What could have been?
That's why couples who break up get back together all the time. Couples who got married almost never break up, which is weird because you would figure at its peak it was such a bigger bond.
Yeah.
People are like, we saw how this story
you smelled
ends.
Their balls and you folded their skid mark underwear. You're like, the mystery is done, all right?
There's no more chase. He seems so dreamy when we're making out to Dave Matthews Band in his truck.
Nostalgic.
Right. So that's sort of the same thing.
That was my favorite move. Between every breakup, I would go back to like the garbage and be like, who can I pull out of here?
I literally
every single time.
I still do it.
Sorry about that.
Okay, this one's pretty heated, so get ready.
Oh, no.
How bitter and regretful were you when you saw me in a wedding last summer looking 10 times better than I did when I dated you 7 years ago, and when you saw I had a nice rock on my finger while your girlfriend was puking in the bathroom because she was the drunkest one at the wedding? Still glad you cheated?
You didn't look like that when I dated you. If you did, it would have been my rock.
Damn, savage.
I'm gonna throw it out there.
She admits that she wasn't as good then.
I bet he doesn't give a shit.
I bet he doesn't notice.
Yeah.
I bet he doesn't even care.
I bet he does not care.
And if she cares what he thinks, I worry about the husband.
I do too.
Yeah,
I worry
she's
about
a little
him.
Bit too worried.
I do too.
What do you care? Yeah.
We recently went to a wedding where I had like a fling, not even a boyfriend who was there. And a girlfriend of mine was like, oh my God, what are you going to wear to the wedding? Like, he's going to see you for the first time in years. And I'm like,
I'm married.
I honestly couldn't care less. If I was single, I wouldn't touch that. Like, there's just something wrong with your marriage. If that's what, or your engagement. I think she's engaged.
And that was that was spiteful. And
spiteful.
That was heated.
But if you still care, I feel bad for the current guy.
Yeah.
That's unhealthy all the way around.
I still care what every one of my exes thinks of me.
Yeah, but you care about every single person in the world of what they think of you.
It's true.
That has nothing to do with your exes.
Do you care that they find you desirable, or do you want them to think she turned out well?
I turned out well. Like, you live your best life. That's like girls and guys in high school.
I understand that.
No, but you probably think about that, about like your friend from high school or something. Yeah, it's not like
I guess my worst nightmare would be for an ex to see me like at the end of a pregnancy or something. You know what I mean?
True.
Like,
okay. But I think half the people would want to see that you turned out well, because then they're like, I was right to have seen something in her. And then half the people are like, why couldn't she have been that with me? I mean, there's both sides.
Have you had that where you've broken up with a girl and then you see her later and she's banging?
Yeah, but I've had a girl call me and say, listen, I know I was a handful. I know I was a mess. I want you to know that I appreciated you being there and dealing with it. And that was the greatest phone call I ever got in my life.
Oh, that's nice.
Was she a mess?
Yeah, but the fact that I tried to tell every day she was a mess. Well, no, the fact that she acknowledged and she understood how hard that was on me, like a couple years later, it was seriously like the greatest phone call ever.
You know what? I had something similar.
I should go call Zach and give him the same phone call right now.
Right? Like, sorry. When I was in my quite early 20s, I had like a very emotional, like heavy fling with someone. And they ended up going many years later and getting sober. And when they got sober, they were going through the 12 steps and they called me for that like make amends phone call. It was one of the best phone calls. I wish that we could just like make amends even if we weren't going through AA. Because it was like the best thing. And I've never really thought about that person again. Like I was like, they called and they were like, hey, I just want to let you know like what I did to you was really shitty. And I've thought about it and I realized my actions hurt you and I'm really sorry. And that was it. And it was like, so you're so freeing.
Well, when you go through like, so like everybody goes through these shitty relationships and most people do not have any sort of closure in them or somebody admitting fault at all. So when something like that happens, it's like, oh my God, thank God I wasn't nuts.
Well, and, yeah.
There's somebody that I dated who worked, who basically had your job. Here in this building.
Ooh. Samantha Harris.
No, a little bit before that, or maybe the same time.
Jan Carl.
No, not that far back.
Vanessa Manillo. I mean, I know there's only been like 8 correspondents ever on ET. Okay, was she on ET?
She was Insider.
Insider. Christina McCarty.
No, she's still a mess, right?
Hey!
I'm kidding.
We love Christina.
I knew
she's
her
married to
Joe.
David.
Oh, I knew her when her
Brooke
Joe
Anderson.
Days. No, Lara.
What?
And Lara, when I see Lara was a mess back in the day.
I don't know who this is.
I don't either, but wow.
So, she's the host of Good Morning America.
Yeah. So when I run into her every once in a while, she gives me the look like, do not let anybody know what you know. and so I want to be like, hey, how are, and there's always this look in her eye like, do not tell them what you know. And so I have to cut the conversation short because she has this panicked look about her.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Wow.
We got some such a good story.
That was amazing.
Okay. If we met at a different time in life, do you think it would have worked out differently?
Like in the 40s or in our lives?
In like, a different generation.
Because there's sometimes like, you know, you meet someone and you're young or like you're
timing.
In college. Yeah, yeah, timing is everything.
It's all, it's mostly about timing. Either we're not ready or whatever. And again, you're both jumping onto like two moving trains. You don't know where either one of you will go. We'll do at either speed. And you kind of have to navigate that, the ride. Like the people who are able to navigate the bumps in the road are the people who last. And you do tend to do those things in marriages that you don't do necessarily in relationships as much, especially for sure. Second dates.
For sure.
No, I 100% agree.
I met Zach like 75 times before I agreed to go out with him.
Exactly.
My train was not stopping.
Wear you down.
But I also, no, totally.
That's a soft no.
Yeah.
Right? Soft no. Okay, last
so
one before
knows.
We go to Ask the Lady Gang. So it was so soft.
Soft.
What is so wrong with me that you couldn't end things face to face? One of them, she said, this happened at three separate times. One of them told my mom he didn't want to see me anymore.
Okay.
Burn. Oh.
Because every time I had to try this with you, you got upset or violent or whatever, and I didn't think there was any clear way that you were going to hear what I wanted to say. So I thought the best way was to communicate it
through your mom,
through a third party, through mediator.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
sad?
I'm sorry I did that. I feel bad. It didn't show much on my part. I should have handled it better.
I think I've said this before on the podcast, but I broke up with my ex-boyfriend 3 times in person. And then I had to end up writing him an email to finally break up with him because he kept showing up at my apartment.
It wasn't the in-person wasn't clear.
No, and it was literally 3 different times. Like, I got my record player from him, and I'm like, this is the last time we'll see each other. And then, like, we still thought we were together.
I had a girl who was an actress, thought we were role-playing. And I'm like,
oh my God.
But I'm not an actor. And she goes, but you know how I like to do that, right? And I go, so
like
I was acting out the breakup. No. The breakup. And she goes, that was so funny the way you pretended to not like me anymore. And that was her sort of...
It's like George
and
on
part
Seinfeld.
Of me is like, what?
That's brilliant is what I
sort
thought.
Of, part
damn.
Of me like, is that what I was doing?
Maybe
and she
you
would
are
always
interesting.
Play that
no,
card.
And then she like...
There's a whole
she like screws
way.
With your mind so much, you're like, wait, no, I got maybe we are still
right.
together.
And
okay,
you're,
maybe
and you're rethinking, like, how... Was I unclear? Because did I laugh? Did I break character? Yeah, I don't know.
Like, now I'm an actor again.
Yeah, smart move, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. I think we should do this again sometimes. I feel like a lot of women out there are getting closure.
This is great. I should do this on my podcast.
I was actually very nervous when you were asking these questions of how it would go.
Because you thought she'd read your letter?
I should find that, though. No, just because it's, like, hypothetical and weird, but, like, it turned out really good.
Yeah, it did.
These are perfectly reasonable things, though, that lots of people are like,
yeah.
That sounds like what happened to me.
Yeah, very normal. Okay, when we come back, we're going to be even more normal and help you figure out your life on Ask the Lady Gang.
Ladies, get funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
And we're back. You know how this goes. Are you ready to answer some questions?
Ready to fix some lives?
Fix some lives. Okay. First question comes from Lana.
Could be Lana.
I don't know. Okay.
Please
Lana
don't light
says,
this on fire. I'm so nervous right now. I love you
sorry.
So much. I'm over here.
I didn't see it.
Lana says, I'm from the Midwest, got married young, and it didn't work out. My current boyfriend and I have been together for 2 years, lived together. We both know we'll marry each other, and things are just so different and so much better this time. I'm stumped on the wedding. Since it's my second, do I register for things? How much of the fancy dress and speeches should I do without it looking tacky? I'm down for just having a giant party after a private ceremony, but I don't want him or his family to miss out on having the full wedding experience just because I got it wrong the first time.
That's a good question.
The only people that that really affects are people that were at your first wedding.
Yeah.
Because they're like, I went through all this. I tell you in love. I bought you the crock pot. I'm out.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, it's between the two of you. I mean, you sort of. Becca, you know.
Lana, if you have a bachelorette party.
I think it's second bachelorette party is
gang.
A lot.
That's the thing that's so frustrating. It's the people, like Brian said, the people who had to go through this with you the first time. I think it's really nice of you to allow your fiance and his family to experience it and have all the things like it's a first wedding. But like, be cognizant of how much money people have already spent on you. You only get one day, really, technically. Sorry you chose the wrong person. Not our problem.
Savage.
But like, yeah, and allow your fiance to do all the fun things. You don't have to make a big thing of it, but just do not ask for anything. Even if people offer, they're just being nice. Yeah. You should be like, you know what? You threw me a shower last time. It was beautiful. It was lovely. I know that the sentiment is there, but like, please don't spend any money on
me. My dad said that to my sister like 30 minutes before her wedding. He's like, you can have as many marriages as you want, but you're only getting one of these.
This is it.
So it better be good.
Sorry, babe.
No, and well, she was saying,
and I don't think the guy cares.
Well, and she was saying too, she's like, I don't care if it's just like a big party or whatever. And she's more, I guess, looking out for his family.
Yeah,
so if he doesn't really care, then maybe make it smaller, more intimate. Not
you should
as
worry
other...
about you
yeah.
and him.
And that's it.
And if it's family, then let him run interference on that. If he's, which would be strange, I really want the big wedding or whatever, then you defer it. That's what he wanted. I think, it, you know, whatever.
If you didn't do all those fun things the first time because you were really young and it really was just like a very small whatever, like you can do it. Like I just think just know if that's something you've already done.
Yeah.
100%. First wedding, big, had a shower, like everything, and princess dress, it all. Second wedding.
Low key.
We had no wedding party, no showers. My girlfriend ended up like doing a surprise bachelor roller rink thing and it was like 2 hours and it was like I didn't know about it and asked for it. No registry, no gifts, a taco truck, like no speeches, no dance floor.
But some people
really
do the opposite. Some people don't have a lot of money when they're young,
right,
or the family's done, and then later
that's
in life they're like, this is the wedding I always wanted. You know, you read in the Times, the vows section in the New York Times, and they have this wonderful romantic story, and then the last sentence is always, the bridegroom's previously marriage ended in divorce. And I always wonder, like, why do they put that in there?
I have a question, Becca. If you, not that this is ever going to happen, but if you did get divorced and then you had another wedding, is there anything you would do differently?
I wouldn't have a wedding.
Right.
What about if it was very sponsored?
Way. Am I getting paid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do whatever. I'll do anything for money. I'll wear a ball gown for $50,000. Yeah. Yeah. No, but like I wasn't even a wedding person before the first wedding.
Yeah.
But you did like it.
I did not. Like I love being married.
Right.
My idea of hell, and my husband knows this, is hosting anything.
Yeah.
And weirdly, people are like, you're an actress. You love attention. I actually hate attention when I have to be myself and, like, entertain you.
100%, yeah, me too.
So
it was the best it could be for me. It was ideal, but it still was not, like, the best
day. Yeah, I think that's the way I interpret it. When you're on my podcast, you're like, it was the best it could be for me. And
for
I
me.
Took for you, though, that's like a cartwheel.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
So I had to like put it through the Becca interpretation machine.
What does this mean?
Even if it was awesome, I couldn't beat you. Like, it was amazing. That's not your thing. So I'd be like, I must have been good.
Yeah. It was good. It was good. Okay. I could have lost like 50 of those people. But, you know.
I know one that you could have lost. Okay.
I'm pretty, yeah, right?
The second question comes from Alex.
And he's in so many photos.
All the photos so
Jack's
tall.
Ex is in all my wedding photos.
So
really?
Tall.
We need to just put a dick on his face.
Peeking right over the edge.
Yeah, that's the weird
men.
Thing. Like, who was this guy? Yeah, that's true.
He was a sociopath. Voldemort. Anyways, we're moving on. Second question is from Alex. Alex says, I'm 27 and I was in a relationship for 6 years. My boyfriend was kind of obsessed with me. Okay. He's an athlete. Okay. And all girls used to look at him. I was never very jealous. These are like so many fragments.
I had to shorten this. So you got the point. I'm sorry. You asked me to shorten the questions,
okay.
Jack.
But now they're all... Okay. I was never really jealous until he came to me and said a girl looked at him and he was attracted to her. A month later, he started talking to her. The day he talked to her for the first time, he had sex with me. And after that, he said he was confused that he loved me, but didn't want to be together anymore and made a lot of excuses. 2 days later, he just dumped me and now he's with her. Wow. He was my first boyfriend and I've never been heartbroken. It's been almost 2 months and I'm still a mess with this whole situation. Everything reminds me of him and all I feel like doing is kicking the girl's ass. How do I move on?
Kick his ass.
Yeah, no. The girl didn't do anything to you.
Again,
no.
If it's your first time you've been heartbroken, welcome to the club.
Yeah.
And you're going to go through it. You're still young enough. It was your boyfriend for 6 years. You didn't mind the girls liking him. You minded when he liked another girl. So that was fine. So you're going to get over it. You're going to laugh at the fact that you sat down and wrote this letter to the Lady Gang 2 years from now. You're going to be fine. It just takes time. What you got to do is do things that make you stop thinking about him or reminding you of him or whatever. Like, change your routine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get out of it. A lot of long-term relationships, what you miss when it's gone is the routine.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah,
the comfort level. It's the habit. Sure. So mm-hmm. Do new things.
Yeah, I think too, if this is your first breakup, which I think she said it is, it's like this is a great time for you to get to know yourself again. I don't know how long that you're with him, but like now is a time to figure out what makes you happy and maybe you can find somebody that's better fit for you through that.
Go have sex with all different kinds
so many
of
men.
Yeah.
Because I'm honestly going to tell you this. I spent my whole life since I was like overachieving and trying to find a husband. You know what I mean? Like I never just was like, I'm just going to be like wild and crazy. I'm just saying you should have sex with lots of guys.
And here's what I'm going to say, Alex.
I was going to say cake up some new hobbies, but you know.
The best way to get over a man is to get under a new one. My mother always told me that.
It is
Your
so
mother
true.
Told
my
you
mom
that?
Told me that. Best way to get over a man is get under another one. But here's the other thing, Alex. Just reading this. I see. I feel like the way you're describing this, like I was with my boyfriend for 6 years. He was kind of obsessed with me, but then this girl gave him like attention. I fell into this pattern a lot when I was dating and in relationships and sometimes still do. Are you giving back what you're getting? Because you sound like the kind of girl who was just happy getting all the obsession from your boyfriend, but most likely you were not paying enough attention to him, which is why when this pretty girl paid attention to him, he was like, you know what? I'm really missing something here in my relationship. And usually that's what people do.
Dang.
So, Alex, just be aware of the fact that I'm sure you're amazing, just like I am. I'm sure you're spectacular, just like I am. But so can other people can also be amazing. And if your partner is, and you kind of need to show them that, too.
I love that.
Anonymous says, my best friend is dating a total douche. He's a dick, but she's decided that he is the one. Obviously, this is not the human I think is best for her, but she's an adult and needs to make her own decisions. They will be getting engaged soon, and I think she would ask me to be a bridesmaid and or a maid of honor. I really don't feel comfortable accepting this role for a few reasons. Do I suck it up and play nice and say yes to being a bridesmaid, or do I rock the boat and tell her I can't be a part of her wedding that I don't support? We've known each other for over 10 years and have a lot of mutual friends, and I don't want to make an uncomfortable situation for everybody else involved in this wedding, but I also don't want to be a part of something that I feel in my heart isn't right.
Ooh. Well, I've had a friend of mine, a guy friend, had that happen. He was the best man for his friend, and he was marrying a girl who was just the worst. She was cheating on him. She was doing all this stuff. And he's like, listen, I'm going to tell you. Asked me to be your best friend. I'm going to tell you this. And he told him everything. And the guy's like, I know. I can't help it. I love her anyway. Oh. And so then he's like, I said what I had to say. And then he's like, I have to respect his decision. It wasn't like he knew understand how I felt. And he was like, I respect you standing by either way. If you're an honest friend, I think you're like, I'm not sure this is the best for you. I will be there for you, you know, because I love you and you're my friend. But I have my reservation. I just want to be honest with you. I think I would want to hear that. Right?
Yeah.
No. way.
No way.
You don't want to hear that?
No, Anonymous, you don't have to marry him. And if your friend's marrying him, she's marrying him. It's like your job as a bridesmaid, believe me, if I could have picked partners for the majority of my girlfriends, mm-hmm. it would not be who they married. Sorry, guys.
This is the problem that girls do. There's a little bit of girl crime that goes on with these things that you're like, and I'm not accusing anybody of this, I want to see this go bad. So I'm going to let the train go.
No, I don't want it to go bad.
Then say something.
But it's almost...
No, you can never take it back.
It's stuff they already know,
and
too.
That's also going to, like, completely, for a girl, ruin a friendship. And yeah, they've known 100%. Each other for 10 years, and
Sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead.
I had one friend make a comment about the amount of time, like, Zach and I had been seeing each other, and she said something along the lines of, to another friend, don't you think that's kind of quick? Like, for us to have gotten engaged. I'll never forget that.
That's different, though. This sounds like the guy's terrible.
Yeah, but, like, it's relative.
Matter.
It's yeah, maybe she
matter.
Wants to be married to an asshole.
And you
like,
know,
maybe
love is
he's
blind.
Great
she
in bed. Like, who cares? It's who she's chosen. Unless he's cheated and she doesn't know. Like, stuff like that.
Quick, though, isn't about his character. That's as much about your character. And that's why it probably bothers you.
So no? I had a friend tell me something about Chris before mm-hmm. I married him. Right when we'd gotten engaged and we were like having a little tiff or whatever, and I'll never forget it. Our friendship is strong and we've still been okay, but every time we're in a room together as a couple with that person, I think about it. Every
right.
time.
Because it worked out. If it didn't work out, then you'd be like, you tried to warn me, I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. No?
I don't know.
No, I mean, I think like I <don't know. laughs> hindsight is 20/20, but when you're in that moment and she's marrying this guy and she's gung-ho and she's decided, like, as a bridesmaid, maybe this isn't the right, like, whatever the rules of being a bridesmaid are. Like, I think all that you want for your friend is to be happy. And if mm-hmm. the choice to marry this person is what's going to make her happy, then you have to support that.
Mm-hmm. I've been in weddings that I thought, this guy's a douchebag.
I was just in a wedding where it was his fourth marriage.
I went to a wedding where the vows were, like, mean to each other. And I'm like, this is no chance.
Was it mine?
They wrote their own. No, it was not your wedding. They wrote
Zach,
their own.
You're
and it was
100%
like,
better because
like,
you married
I
me.
I promise that I won't get mad when you come home drunk at 3 o'clock in the morning after being all out with your friends.
Hey, it's honest.
And everybody there was like, ooh, this is real uncomfortable.
Like, you're literally airing their dirty laundry in a wedding
vow. Sort of, but they did
vow.
Like a wink, but it was, like, too much truth there. It was too specific.
Yeah. There's, like, little jabs that you're like, they're definitely going to argue tonight about it.
It was weird. That is a tough question. I'm not even sure if I fully believe my answer.
You better do a show on that soon on your podcast, The Great Love Debate. Where can people check you out?
Go to greatlovedebate.com. You'll see links to our podcast and our live tour schedule.
Where are you going next? Because it's going to air soon.
Our next show, we have shows in New York, Charlotte, Denver, Dallas, Seattle, Los Angeles, California, at the Hollywood Improv.
Fun.
We've got Brandy Glanville and Ben Higgins, The Bachelor, and all kinds
fun.
Of fun, crazy people.
That's going to be so good. And where's your social?
At Great Love Debate on all of them. And you can track me down, Brian Howie, anywhere you want, and I'll probably answer your questions. We do this, too. We answer our questions. About every fourth episode, we take the mailbag, listener letters, and we like to guess like what they didn't say, which is kind of like what it is here. There's so much that you really want to know. But, it's fun. This is our fifth year of the Great Love Debate, and every show we do is different. Every podcast is different. Every person has their own experiences. But collectively, I think that, you know,
Love sucks.
The women want the men to try harder, and the men want the women to make it easier. And that's where we're at. That's the standoff.
I'm into it.
Be easy, ladies.
And if you want to be super easy, check us out on Instagram at Becca, at Kelty, at Jack Vanek, at The Lady Gang. Sign up for our newsletter and leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple iTunes. And we will
see you next Tuesday.
Yay!
Join The Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Thanks for listening.